This is your visual reference.
Alright, we're going. Oh, you've been waiting for us to come back. All right, we're live.
Yeah, we're live.
We're live. We're back.
It's been live, miss.
Live, yeah, live, miss. Merry live, miss, right here.
I like this so much better. Check out my cool cup. It's not mine.
Yeah, I'm Batman nerd. Check it out.
Hi, guys. It's Visual Reference.
Visual Reference, back for it. We're doing a Christmas special tonight.
Yeah.
Let's talk about anything. Nope. We got my neighbor. He joined in. Calling you out already, buddy.
So,
any Christmas movies you watched lately?
Lately?
Yeah, I've been watching Christmas movies like nuts.
Music. I haven't watched any yet.
Yeah, doing music? Yeah, same. My work is all Christmas music right now.
Yeah.
Fridays it changes, though. We got a DJ that comes in. It's pretty bright.
Like, plays Christmas music?
Yeah, from 7 to 10.
The DJ does?
Yeah, the DJ does, yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
It's pretty cool. What's your favorite Christmas movie? You're not very talkative.
We're just going to get straight into it.
Oh, yeah, what are we?
Well, we're Matt and Tyler, by the way.
Oh, yeah, Matt and Tyler, yeah. Visual reference.
Listening on the podcast, we're doing a live episode on Facebook.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry you missed it. Video will probably be on YouTube sooner or later when I get around to it. But. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I just wanted to jump right in there. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, I know. It's so intimidating when you're looking at a camera. You feel like you're talking to people.
Oh, I'm good.
But favorite Christmas movie is definitely Christmas Story.
Christmas Story with Ralphie?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good one. Mine would have to be, man, probably Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Really?
Turbo Man, dude.
Dude, I do like that one.
It's so good. I could watch that movie over and over again.
Yeah, it's been a while since I watched
it. Oh, we almost rented it today. I'm not kidding you. We just decided to watch the Santa Claus, all three of them. With Tim Allen.
Those are the first one's one of my favorites too. It's up there. It's probably number two.
Mm-hmm. That's good stuff.
I can't even think of all.
Oh, dude, I can.
I love Die Hard. Always watch that around Christmas time.
That's a touchy subject for some people,
isn't it? That's the one around Christmas,
or is it? It's on. Like it happens. I believe it happens on Christmas.
Yeah, and then Die Hard 2 is also.
Yeah, and then when Die Hard, the rest come out, it just gets kind of chaotic.
Yeah, but I do like those two as well.
It's pretty good. Now, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. You know what I mean? Sorry, Sheila.
funny stuff.
But yeah. Other Christmas movies, man? Because I can talk and talk about Christmas movies.
Dude, I don't know. Are you a Hallmark?
Okay, I'll spit. I don't watch Hallmark, no.
Oh, I was going to say that.
Like, Sheila and Michael. Yes. All right, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Oh, yeah.
That was close with me,
oh,
man.
My God.
So close. Keep them entertained. Abby, you got to calm down out there. Dog's barking.
Dude, I love that movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Shitter's full.
That is the one where, like, doesn't he get trapped up in the attic for part of it?
Yeah, because he's, like, going up to the Christmas presents and his feet go through the freaking ceiling. Oh, dude, my chair's broken. But no.
And then that's where he's like, and he's watching him leave, and he goes a step, and he steps on the board.
Does it like 10 freaking times? Oh.
I love that part.
Oh,
those are great movies.
I got a certificate for the Jelly of the Month Club. Oh, no, man. Oh, good call, National Lampoon's.
Yeah.
Going off National Lampoon, I want to get off a little subject from Christmas, but it's a tie between Christmas Vacation and a Vegas Vacation. For some reason, I love Vegas Vacation. You ever seen that one?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's so good. So good.
I didn't even know they made that one.
Vegas Vacation,
because
yeah.
There's European, right?
Yeah, I believe it goes, you know, the first National Lampoon's.
To the amusement park, right?
Yeah, to Wally World.
Right.
And then they go to Europe in the second one. I believe the third one's Christmas Vacation. And then it goes Vegas Vacation. I believe that was the last one. Mm-hmm. It got a lot of bad heat. People didn't really like it, but I found it hilarious. I quote it, like, almost every single day. Especially when I go to the casino, because it's just...
Yeah.
It's hysterical. Like, changing 500! Well, it's funny. All right, no one gets me. But, yeah. My nieces, they went... There's out in, I believe, close to Chicago, they went on the Polar Express.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they have a train that does it, and they do, like some of the songs or whatnot, and they do the hot chocolate thing, you know, sing that and serve them all hot chocolates.
Oh, I've actually haven't seen that one.
Never seen Polar Express?
It's been a while if I have.
Jeez, what is wrong with you?
I know. I don't know what else. I can't think of any
Christmas Elf. Movie. How do you feel about Elf? With it's Will funny. Ferrell. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. One of his best movies ever did.
Really?
I think so. Because I believe that Elf is an actual person. You know what I mean? But when I see other Will Ferrell movies, I'm like, that's just Will Ferrell trying to, you know what I mean?
Oh.
But as Elf, I feel like that is like an actual character.
Ah, made. I see what
like
you
that
mean.
Was his own thing.
Interesting.
Yeah. I do that with a lot of people. Like, you know, the Joker, I think of Heath Ledger. He made that his own. You know?
Right.
And then you have, when I think of like...
Bruce Willis made every action person his own.
Pretty much. Like Lethal Weapon. I believe there's a Captain Murtaugh and Captain Riggs. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
An LAPD, dude. Movies are my life.
That's why we've made a podcast about it.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. I'm going to break a little bit.
Break.
I just went and saw it. Christmas season. A little bit of a teaser about the new Star Wars
okay,
movie.
Star Wars, yep.
Yeah. No, we're not going
to... We're not going to get in-depth with it because the thing made over $400 million
yeah.
over the weekend. So a lot of you probably already saw it. And if you haven't seen it yet...
You need to,
or you're just not.
But highly recommended.
I'm a fan of it.
Ranked
yeah.
against the other ones. We'll go with like comparison to other Star Wars movies.
This is going to get heated. I mean, you know that, right? Because.
Could you think we're different?
No, not between us. I think, you know, I'm feeling we got like 1,000 viewers out there right now, which we don't. But. But I feel that. People who've seen it, the audience score is so low for this movie. If you go on Rotten Tomatoes, it is so low.
Really?
Critics gave it a 93, right? You
yeah.
can't use that stuff to, you know,
right.
see everything. But the audience score, they gave it a 57.
Hmm.
The popcorn box was toppled over. You know what I mean?
But
I loved it. I loved it. I'm not, like, super hardcore into Star Wars, so I'm not nitpicking it at all.
Well, I will admit that when it started out...
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of gave, okay, I'm assuming that everyone's seen Empire Strikes Back, the second Star Wars movie ever made.
Cause yeah.
I don't know if you have.
I've seen it all, but the old ones I haven't seen much. I've
right.
seen them probably 2-3
okay.
times, but it was a
yeah.
long time ago.
Okay, so there's a New Hope, right?
New Hope, yeah.
And when they made the first new Star Wars movie, I don't remember the name of it.
Not Attack of the Clones.
No, like the newest one that came out.
It just came. Oh, Rogue One.
Then before that, the one that started the remakes or more.
I
Star
it was
Wars.
Those. There's another one. Rogue
yeah.
One,
the
Last Jedi.
The one that preceded
this
one that just came out.
Oh, and I thought it was A New Hope. I don't know.
I can't remember the name of it.
Man, we suck.
Yeah.
Here, I'll look it up. Keep talking.
Yeah.
Keep going.
But
then.
Basically, that one was
mm-hmm.
scene for scene A New Hope. Like, no joke. The characters were the exact same. Starts out on a desert planet.
Oh, I've heard stuff. I didn't understand this thing. So, how old is this movie?
A New Hope.
The New Hope.
The very first Star Wars, like, 70s.
So, that's what this one's playing off of?
Not the one that just came out. The one that was the prequel to this one. Or the... Yeah, just look up the name of it, because I can't keep saying the different names.
Yeah.
But when they started...
I'm just going to spit stuff at you. Like, when was this movie made?
Which one?
The one you want me to look up.
Like, 2 years ago.
2 years ago?
Yeah, there was this one, Rogue One, and then the one that just came out.
Okay, just calm down. Just calm down.
This right. is an interesting
All right. So, in 2000...
No, later.
Late... I don't know what you want me to do here, man.
2015?
Right here, The Force Awakens.
There we go.
Yeah, that
one was scene for scene A New Hope.
Okay.
And character-wise and everything, like it legit was.
Scene for scene A New Hope.
Yes.
Let me see this
Which,
one.
It was good, but the plot line was the same, and it made me mad.
Where's A New Hope
at? The very first Star Wars movie.
So This one right here?
Oh, it called, I didn't know it was just called Star Wars, but no. It's A New Hope. It's like it's
subtitle. So it's scene for scene?
Yeah, almost. Like, dude, they start out on a desert planet.
Okay.
There's, like, the bad guys fighting the good guys. You know how they...
Uh-huh.
And then the bad guy, the bad leader comes in, like Darth Vader comes in.
Uh-huh.
The droids have the battle plans to the super mega weapon of the... And then they ask for help from somebody.
Okay.
Just you watch them again. Like, watch them
one after another. I think I'll have to.
But anyways, with this one, I was like, they started out with them escaping. And that's how Empire Strike Back starts.
Yeah, so... Oh, it actually went up. Let me check this out. 92%.
We have two more viewers. Hi.
We have not watched that, Jason. I'm sorry. This is how it has to work, man. I'm so sorry. We're going to touch base on it tonight, saying, hey, for next week, we're going to be doing a whole country series on here.
Western.
Yeah. Whatever you want to talk about it. But, yeah. So, like that comment. We like this, like that for you. That's our love. You know what I mean? You know what? Hang on. Let me get something else. We'll love this one, and then we'll come back, and then we will...
We'll laugh with you.
We're LOLing with you right now. Ha ha.
Poor podcast listeners are like, what the hell is going
on? Yeah,
right?
We're talking to our Facebook fans right now.
Yeah, sorry.
They need some you know what
I mean? Might be a little entertaining. But anyways, enough of my Star Wars rant. I'm sorry.
Western. I'm sorry.
This one was really good.
Yeah, I liked it. Yeah. I liked it a lot. But it went down. Audience score 54%.
Well, don't go by that.
I know, I'm saying. You know, people use that as a reference, but I didn't see it. So sometimes I think it's wrong. I wish
they'd show how many views that's out of.
Oh, like, dude, Rotten Tomatoes is the thing, man. I always go to Rotten Tomatoes before I go see a movie. And then I'll make my judgment on the trailer. And if the trailer's good and it sucks me in, I'll go see it.
We should...
Excuse me.
I'm really disappointed in the movies that are coming out. The only good trailer was the Avengers movie. Nothing else looked really good.
You know, so Chicken Run, remember that one?
Excuse me, yeah.
That claymation one that's going to be coming out pretty soon?
The one about the girl?
No. It was about, like, going from Stone Age to Dark Ages. Like, the Age of Steel or of Bronze. Oh. I thought that looked pretty cool.
The one where the kid befriends a wolf? Wait, what?
No, man. God damn it, dude.
That one does look good, though. Did you see the previews for that one?
For the wolf?
Is that what it's called?
No, what? What are you talking about?
They're like, it's in ancient times when it was like the first human kind of thing.
Yeah?
And they have saber-toothed tigers and everything. Okay. And they're hunting buffalo and the kid gets separated from his group. Like, thrown off the ledge and they think he's dead.
Is this a cartoon or is this real life? Movie. I did it's not see that one.
Oh, it looks really good.
You must have seen different previews than I saw. Man, that's not... Yeah, we got off topic, so, yeah. We got two views.
Country.
Whatever, yeah. Rolling his eyes, whatever. Whatever.
You should watch that Godless series.
I've been hooked on Christmas. Like, I haven't, like...
And you want to watch Westerns for our next podcast?
No, this is our Christmas special.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I see what you mean.
That's how I've marketed
it. Well, that's what I'm saying for next time. You should watch the Godless series because it's really good. Have you seen that, Jason?
The God? I don't know,
on Netflix?
He's got a new kid. He ain't got time for that. I wonder if he still watches, if he posts. No. I love
him. Give him a minute.
Yeah.
But that's really good. That's a good Western series.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever watch Silverado?
Silverado. Oh!
With... Silverado. Who's that guy? I'm losing everyone's name tonight. Silverado. I'm usually really good at this.
Oh, the Lone Ranger?
No.
Silverado.
There's like 8 main characters. There's interweaving stories. Kevin Costner's in it. And Danny Glover.
Yeah, I haven't heard that name in a long time. I thought, what is it? It's a country.
It's on Netflix.
It's a Western.
Yeah, it's a series.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I'll watch that.
Mining towns out west and big gangs and
we're talking stuff. About Godless podcast viewers, listeners, yeah. So.
We'll get more in depth into it. I already talked about it a little
bit. I need to watch it. I'll watch a few episodes and give you my
take on it.
If I like it, I'll probably watch it all in one day.
Yeah.
I really will.
But Silverado was good. McClintock's an old John Wayne one.
Oh, yeah. Two Mules for Sister Sarah of Clint Eastwood.
It's been a long time since I saw that.
Two one. Mules for Sister Sarah. The rattlesnake, you know, blowing that. Done talking about it.
Okay, hey, I think.
Do it, son. Check it out.
Do it.
From his point of view, not mine.
Christmas movies, things coming up.
Yeah, things coming up.
Next couple weeks, we'll definitely talk about the Star Wars series.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. We'll do a new year, new Ooh. Hope.
Ooh.
We'll forget that.
A new hope awakens.
Yeah, it's all right.
I'll come up with something really good that ties all the series
together. Oh, that'd be pretty dope.
A rogue hope.
A rogue
clones. Hope.
Mm-hmm.
The Force Awakens.
The Force Awakens. man.
All right. Well, I think it's a good...
Take a break on our podcast and keep the flow going. Yeah, I did. Yeah. All right.
Who's ever with us still watching, give more suggestions about movies. Yeah. We'll be back.
Bring it on. Ooh, Dan McGuire. Came at the right time, buddy, old boy. And we're on break from the podcast. Yo, we're back. So we were talking a little bit.
Yeah, we were getting some ideas.
Thanks to Dan. Thanks, Dan. We really appreciate it. See, you're a big help. I keep wanting to go to my safari.
He'll shoot your eye out.
But we got... What?
We were talking about the Triple Dog Dare.
Triple Dog Dare from Christmas Story. We just were starting to go on a rant, so... When we were kids, you know, if we dared somebody, we'd almost do it. You know what I mean? Like, if it got the triple dog, I think it only lasted until we were, like, in third grade. You know what I mean? Yeah.
About
that age. But man, if someone triple dog dare you, hell yeah, you better do it. You know? Man.
That is crazy how that... Was it because of that movie, do you think?
I don't know. That's a good thing to look at, but I don't know.
Because I watched it.
You gotta look at the times, too, though. That might have been a thing of that time. You know,
for us?
No, for like, maybe it started way back then during, you know. And hey, cool fact for our people who watch the show from far away, which isn't many people, but if you listen to our podcast, that's based in Hammond, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
My mom grew up there.
That's nuts, mm-hmm. You know.
It's in the real places, just in Ohio, isn't it, or something?
Where they shot?
Or in southern Indiana. It's not very far away.
I thought it was East Chicago. That's just spit in the dark, though. Spit in the dark, shot in the dark.
I'm not for sure.
Yeah, I don't think it was East Chicago. But
I knew it was based out of there, but I knew it was also made really close, too.
And I like how it's like that. You know what I mean? Like, Indiana has been in a lot of shows lately, and that never used to be a thing. Like, Indiana was a state that no one talked about.
Kimmy Schmidt, even though that kind of put a
bad rap in Indiana. Parks and Rec, Indiana.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that, too.
A show I just watched on Netflix. Oh, Stranger Things, Indiana.
Yeah, you know.
And then like you got all the Chicago, all types of movies now on Netflix. Originally, that I've been watching, like Netflix originals. A lot of their shows are based in Chicago now.
Mm.
Like a lot of shows I've been watching, it's been pretty crazy. Ooh, Frosty and the Charlie Brown Christmas and Rudolph. Man, we're going old school, son.
Yeah,
I watched those when I was a child. We don't have TV anymore at the house, so I can't really get them. Yeah, through the stream.
Mm.
But no, Rudolph, I like Rudolph, but sometimes he just annoyed me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? His nose when it beeped, I was quit.
Did you ever notice the Frosty the Snowman song always starts out with Happy Birthday?
Happy Birthday! That's awesome. It's kind of funny.
It is. I kind of laugh every time it comes on, but then I switch it.
It's old. Happy birthday! Take his hat off. Keep making him say it. Oh, man. But no, Charlie Brown Christmas is good, too. Little tree.
I mean,
it's a little tree. Like,
that's
all I can remember from is this little tree.
I'm going to be watching so many Christmas movies now.
Oh, dude. Listen for it today.
It's still those ones. Yeah,
don't worry about that. We're killing it.
What was the one Christmas movie I saw on here?
I don't know.
Saw it on the list. I forgot. Oh, A Christmas Carol. I always, the original, no, not A Christmas Carol, Scrooge, which is based off of it.
Bill Murray? Scrooged or Scrooge?
Scrooge.
Scrooge, okay.
With Alistair Sims.
Okay.
I've had this tradition for the longest time. I haven't done it. So actually, last year was the first time I didn't do it. Screw you. But I would watch that on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
So, because it would always put me to sleep. So then I'd watch that movie so I fell asleep faster so I could wake up to the present sooner.
Dude, okay. No one's going to believe this, and we only got one viewer, so it doesn't matter.
two.
We got two.
Hello, other person.
It's probably the same people, but we still love you for tuning in. All right. When I was a kid, no one believed this. My family doesn't believe it. I swear to God, it happened. Let me get you guys in the scene. It's Christmas Eve. Cookies are out. Milk's out.
Mm-hmm.
Santa's coming to town. Okay. I'm eager to go to bed. I'd say it's about 10 o'clock. You know, you want to stay up late. Maybe, you know, your kid and your parents put you to bed, but you're like, yeah, we're going to wait for Santa to come down the chimney, right? So, we go to bed. I lay my head down on my pillow. It's going to be a sweet night. Calm night. I think it's snowing. There's a lot of snow on the ground, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I go to bed. So, my eyes are open. I close my eyes. Open them, like a blink almost. A long blink. Open them, morning. Morning. Dude, no one believes me. I don't care. It's a miracle. Christmas miracle. It's my Christmas miracle. No one else believes it. Pretty nuts, right?
And isn't that kind of what sleeping is?
No, I close my eyes and just open them, like, in a second. Like a long blink, like, and then open, like that. Seriously. And it was morning. Whatever.
Miracle on 34th Street, man.
No, miracle on 421.
Gremlins.
Whatever. It's good. You don't believe me either, do you?
I mean, I think that's kind of what sleeping is. But
no,
I mean,
dude. You tell me you go okay when you go to bed at night.
If I don't dream, that's exactly what it feels.
No, it's not. I'm not saying I close. You seriously think that? Okay, when you go to bed at night, you must be a great sleeper. You have nothing on your mind. You go to bed at night and you put your head on that pillow. Right when you close your eyes, you're done. You're out. You're sleeping. Right when you close them.
If I'm tired enough.
Oh, heck no, dude. You'll be sitting there about 5 minutes. Five to 10 minutes trying to fall asleep.
Dude, if I'm tired enough, I will.
Maybe 2 minutes. I'll give you that much. But, like, seriously, I lay my head down on my pillow, close my eyes, and open them. Like, you. All right, I'm done talking about it. It's whatever.
Oh, hi, Carrie.
I'm telling you. Telling you. Whatever. Okay. It's my dream.
Dude, okay.
I just want you to believe it. No one believes me.
I mean, I believe it happened, but it... Okay,
I
yeah.
swear, whatever. Okay.
Yep.
It ends out like a light.
I'm out like a light. Maybe you just forgot the I.
I don't know.
But Gremlins.
Oh, he's talking about he's out like a light. Yeah. Dude, I don't think so. You said you close your eye. All right, I'm not getting a conversation with somebody else. I know my truth. I know my truth.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay, Gremlins for the
Gremlin. I've never seen it.
You've never seen
Gremlins? I know.
Gremlins?
I've never seen it.
Oh my gosh.
I've never seen it.
Whoa.
I don't like that stuff. Those little guys scare me. I saw pictures as a kid, and I never wanted to watch that movie. I don't watch scary
it's
stuff.
Really good.
Even if it's not that scary, I don't watch it.
Oh, did you ever see Christmas with the Cranks? That's one of
Dan, you're on fire. Christmas with the Cranks, we'll talk about that after this one. Nightmare Before Christmas. I fell asleep to that last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Like, I was dreaming of sugar plums. You know, I was like, what's this? You know what I mean? Never seen Nightmare Before Christmas?
Mm-mm.
That movie, I think, correct me if I'm wrong. Brandon, what's up, brother? Thanks for joining. But, you know, it's all claymation. It took like 11 years to make that movie because everything had to be moved.
Really?
Yeah. And there's a moon in the background and you can see a string hanging from it. You know what I mean? And, like, it's Tim Burton.
Yeah, I knew it was Tim Burton.
Somewhere in my stuff, I have, an old watch. Like, a little kid's watch that's Nightmare Before Christmas. Like, I think it's worth some money now. Probably, like, $20.
What's the premise of it?
Okay, so I should tell you that. Nightmare Before Christmas is they're in Halloween Town or something like that. Everything's Halloween, you know?
Right.
And Jack... The the Pumpkin King, Pumpkin Patch King, once more. He's like, I'm done with this. You know, I want there's got to be something more. There's something in me that says there's more than just scaring people and whatnot. So he goes on this long journey through the woods and whatnot. And he's walking through the night. You know, he's like a skeleton pretty much. He walks through the night and his dog Shadow. I think it's Shadow.
I don't know, just keep going.
I forget. I don't think that's right. His dog's with him. And they walk until the morning. And then he's like, I think this is somewhere new. And he sees all these trees in a circle in the woods. And on each tree is like a heart for Valentine's Day, a turkey for Thanksgiving, a four-leaf clover, an egg, you know what I mean, for all these holidays. And then he sees the Christmas tree. All right, he opens it up. It's like a door, and he falls in. He's like starting to fly down and whatnot, and then he sees Christmas Town, and he just loves it. So he's trying to bring that over to Halloween Town, but the people just don't get it. They're like, "We want to still scare people. We don't understand this Christmas spirit, you know." So he's trying to teach them. You got antagonists in there and whatnot, but it's really good.
I'll have to watch.
Yeah, sorry, it's really good. It's on Netflix.
Grinch stole. Oh, dude,
Grinch just stole. I watched that a couple nights too.
How have we not said the Grinch yet?
We're overthinking it.
Doesn't help that I haven't watched any. But I listened to that song though. It's on my Christmas playlist, the Grinch song.
Where are you, Chris?
No, oh. Like, from Dr. Seuss.
You're a mean one,
Mr. Grinch.
Grinch. You know he's singing that. Jim Carrey's singing that song in the movie.
No.
Yeah, it's him.
Oh,
if you listen to it, you can hear his voice in it. It's pretty cool. Hmm. Like you can hear like the way he talks. Yeah.
Oh yeah, we're just talking about that.
Yeah, man. But no, it was so good. I've been quoting so much stuff on Twitter, on my Twitter feed about it, because I had jury duty last week. Mm-hmm. So I put a picture of him doing the mail, like a GIF. You know, I put jury duty. Dude, you got it, man. No one laughed at that. I've been telling that story for days. No one gets me, man.
I'm trying to just see more Christmas. Oh, Home Alone.
Oh, yeah, we're supposed to talk about that. Based in Chicago. The house is in the Chicago area.
The first one is?
Yeah. They go to the O'Hare Airport. They're really running through the O'Hare Airport.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it's crazy. Because the second one's in New York. They go to Florida, and then Kevin gets on the flight to go to New York.
Yeah, and then the fourth one?
Dude, I watched that today, man. I just got done watching Santa Claus 2.
Yeah.
But back. We'll get to that. Home Alone. Which one do you like more? The first one or second one?
Did you ever see the third one?
Third one I don't watch because it doesn't have...
It's really good.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's still
good. You can't change the kid.
I don't think it's still the same kid.
I know, it's got to be the same kid.
It still has to be Kevin?
Yeah, you can't... The third one is its own thing. They could call it Home Alone 3, but it's not the same kid.
It's Alone Home.
Alone Home?
I don't know. Well, I mean, it's Home Alone 3, but... I don't know why you're going that.
If you're going to do a movie that has the same title as the other two movies, you got to have the same characters in it, especially the main character.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I get into it, man. Yeah, that's why I didn't watch
technical.
It. I get technical in my movies.
You're missing out. It's a really good movie.
I think I've seen it, and I just ignored it when it was
on. They made a fourth one I never watched, though. I was like, okay, that's too far.
But. You have the Sticky Bandits and the Wet Bandits.
Wet Bandits and Sticky Bandits.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry. Whatever. I was just saying their names. Yeah. Oh, now you're getting technical. You sack of suds. Man.
Those are great. What do you think's the best prank in those?
The best prank?
Yeah, oh. That he pulled.
Okay, my favorite one. I already have it down pat. Is in the second one. I'm just thinking about it now. He's turning on the faucets, and he starts getting electrocuted. He's going, oh. And like the last one, he turns into like a freaking skeleton. He's going nuts. Oh my god,
that is pretty good.
I can never stop laughing in that one because it's just the creative mind who thought of that just had me dying.
I think
my heart hurts. That's how funny it was.
I like when he lights his head on fire in the first one.
Just the face he makes. It's like he's stuck. You know what I mean? He pulled that thing.
Oh my god, that was too good.
Oh,
and I liked Doesn't he do the paint cans in the second one, too?
He does the paint cans, but then he adds a topper to it. He has that huge thing. I don't know how he can pick that up over his head.
To get it under the railing. They're like, oh, that's the third one. Let's go.
Oh, yeah, because they're like, they're making fun of it. They're like, oh, right in the schnoz. I gotta watch those before Christmas.
Yeah. That's one of, I think that's one that I usually watch on Christmas Day. We always watch A Christmas Story on Christmas Day.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's playing on TBS for 48 hours.
Oh, we have our own thing.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. I actually watched a movie on VHS the other day.
Wow.
And my grandparents.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Which one was it? Christmas or just something else?
I forget what was on, but it was old. Bad Santa. You know, I wasn't really a big fan of Bad Santa. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I've only seen parts of it.
And me too. You know, it's too sexual for me. I'll be serious. You know what I mean?
For Christmas,
it's all about the cheer, man. You know? No, I just don't like the boozing and the, in a bad way, stealing. You know, I know it has a good ending, kind of. But it's...
How about Santa Claus?
He's like, I'm out, you guys suck. So we're just talking to talk now. You know what? We'll go on another break right now.
Yeah, that sounds good.
You want to do that? Yeah, so we'll be back. Hope you guys enjoyed listening. All right. All right, we had another revelation. We're talking about the Santa Clauses now. 1, 2, and 3, the trilogy with Tim Allen.
Yeah.
I know they talk about the claws, you know what I mean? So, okay. Oh, my gosh. So, I hope you guys all know what we're talking about. But, say what you just said to me.
It's the title, it's not just Santa Claus, it's the Santa Claus.
Because it's not talking about Santa Claus. It's talking about the claws that's within the Santa Claus.
Yeah, that keeps Santa Claus perpetually always being around.
God, that is insane. It's insane.
Hey, Joey.
Joey Matta, what's up, brother? We're talking about the Santa Clauses. So the first one, let's talk about that one.
Christmas classic.
I think it's my favorite. It is. I watched it last night.
Most genuine.
Oh, so genuine.
I love Tim Allen in that movie.
I think Tim Allen plays the best. Oh, dude, it's not a bad movie.
Get out.
You'll love it once we start talking about it. Yeah. This is our Christmas special, man. So good. But
I like when he starts turning into Santa Claus and he's ordering everything. He's like, I'll take
and a side of cheesecake,
chocolate sundae
with hot fudge on the side. Oh my god, it's so funny. Oh,
that is a good movie. And I love the relationship between him and Neil.
Oh, Neil, yeah, dude.
Just the things that he says are just.
I think Neil started the ugly sweater party.
You think so?
It's got to be Neil. Hmm. I'm going to do a tweet with him, and then this is how ugly sweater started. That'd be a good one.
That's actually really good.
Yeah, I'm doing that. Don't steal it. I trademarked it just now. I'm going to do that. It's going to be good.
Well, maybe you should stay awake.
Yeah, I fall asleep. Okay, so how do you feel about the second one? Joey?
We've probably never watched it if he hasn't.
He said horrible, but second one's good, brother. Give that one a chance. That had a good plot.
Which one's that? The marriage one.
The marriage one.
Okay.
See, that one was brilliant, I thought.
It was cool.
It really brought the claws. That one really touched my heart.
It was good.
You know, just the giving of toys when they're at that... teacher faculty party. Oh, I love party. That.
That's the part I just thought of too.
Oh,
yeah,
dude, it's
I love
so
that part.
Nice. Dude, the Grinch is perfect. You should have joined a little bit ago. We were just talking about the Grinch, man. Yeah. I had jury duty the other week.
Dude. I'm an idiot. You're an idiot.
Or when he's doing and checking his outgoing message. He was like, if you so much speak a syllable, I'll hunt you down and gut you like a fish.
Checklist for today. Solve world hunger.
Tell no one.
That's my favorite thing. It's so evil.
Oh, I gotta find the exact quote. This one gets me every time because it's my life.
That's what I just said.
Tell no one. My favorite is line he does in that part. Let me see if I can find it. He goes, "If I bumped the loathing to 9, I'd have time to lay in bed, stare at the ceiling, and slip slowly into madness." That's my life every night. No, have dinner with myself. I cannot keep canceling it. All right, we're killing it. So, yeah, it's good. It's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're getting good. Yeah.
What did you think of Santa Claus 3?
I hated it. Going back to it's Christmas. Garbage.
Yeah.
It's garbage. So I'm sorry, Martin Short. You usually make movies pretty well, but not your best.
No.
Not your best.
Tim Allen.
No, I think it was the writing, dude. Yeah. Is it a weird time to be making?
Oh, it's the third. I mean, it's the third one. Like, what else could you come up with? See,
their second one was prime. Everyone loved the second one. So, like, no, we could probably do a third one, you know?
Well, yeah, because it was just a natural thing to complete. Like, oh, he's not married. There has to be a Mrs. Claus. Like, it made sense.
Mm-hmm.
But the last one's what? I don't know. The child, or I don't remember why they.
Oh, the last one was they. Her baby and him being more present during Christmas, kind of like the jobs consuming him.
How did Jack Frost come into it? I don't even remember.
He wants his own holiday. He doesn't have his own holiday. It's just, I get it, but it was not good. It really wasn't. What's up?
Aw. All right, bye, Joey.
See you, Joe. Deuces. What else we got? What else?
I don't know. It's a Christmas movie.
There's so many, man. What other one did I really watch that was really good? Think, Matt.
I don't know. Do those Hallmark ones get to me?
I don't watch Hallmark.
I don't really watch them, and my mom likes them.
You love hanging out with Sheila. She watches Hallmark. Michael Chatwell watches Hallmark, too, and he loves it. He's going to hate that. But no, I can't do it. I go up. She'll be watching it, and I'll go out there, and I'll tell her. I'm like, I'll watch it for 1 minute. I'd be like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life, and she'll freak out on me.
A lot of them aren't very good, but some of them are good.
It's crap. It's not good. It really gets me heated? No, I'm not going to get into it. It's too heated.
Okay.
I'll go on a rant, and then this thing will go viral and with no viewer.
Did you ever see any of the real Christmas carols? Like
the old ones?
Any of them, yeah. Any of the live action ones?
No, I have not. They're doing a live action Christmas Story?
I saw it. It already came out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that crazy? And they did live commercials.
Oh.
First time ever being done, live commercials.
I probably would have watched it if I'd known that.
Yeah. I would just watch, that's like the Super Bowl. I only watch for the commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been cool. But, honestly, A Christmas Carol with Alistair Sims is really good. That's the one I recommend watching. But, it's Scrooge.
I probably won't, honestly. Not till next year.
While you've all Christmas movied out?
No, it's got so many to still watch. I haven't watched Home Alone yet. I haven't watched Home Alone 2 yet. I haven't watched Elf yet.
I think I'm
going
to turn on Home Alone.
I haven't watched Christmas Vacation yet. I haven't watched Four Christmases. Have you watched Four Christmases with Vince Vaughn?
No, that was one of the movies on the list that I haven't seen.
So good. So good.
All right, Christmas movie recommendations for the last little bit here.
Spit it at us.
I was going to say we should say our Christmas recommendations.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Our Christmas.
I feel like we kind of talked out everything, though, especially since we haven't seen them yet. But
true.
I think we got a good fair input in.
Oh, yeah.
And some good discussion going. Mm-hmm.
So, our recommendations to watch?
Yeah.
Home Alone 2.
Just skip the first one.
Skip the first one. Because if you have not seen Home Alone yet, something's wrong with you.
Well, if you haven't seen Home Alone 2 yet, something's wrong with you.
And that's I was going to say, if you haven't seen that yet, it's perfect. Go watch it. They're like, there's a second one? But yeah.
You should work in advertising.
I did it tonight for this podcast. Got us like 3 viewers.
Dude, we should become Mad Men together. Like
Mad
the
Men?
Show. Dude, I've been watching that show.
I have not been watching that at all. But okay, I have my recommendation, not yours. We'll go back and forth.
You only have one?
No, you go. We'll go back and forth.
Oh, okay. Definitely A Christmas Story.
Christmas Story for sure. Fragile. My favorite thing about The Christmas Story is the dad. just when he's like cussing and whatnot, you never know what he says. He's like, he's like, all that. And then, oh, fuck.
Dude, I just realized they did a really great job of doing that. Because when Ralphie's beating the kid up, too.
He's like, what?
Yeah, but he's supposed to be saying all the swear words.
That's really genius. You know what I mean? It's so natural. You know what I mean? The way it's happening. Because that's the kind of stuff. It's like, you know what I mean? I don't know. I'm getting way off topic. But, yeah. That's crazy. And he's just giving that, just beating that kid for about 2 minutes straight.
My brother always said I should start a band called the Scott Farkas Affair.
Oh, shoot, Mom. My bad. You're right. White Christmas. Remember that one with Bing Crosby?
It's been a long time.
And Danny fucking K?
I'm sure she appreciated that.
It's off Christmas Vacation.
Oh,
Bing Crosby dancing with Danny fucking K.
There's a really old one, too, my mom likes. That's really good, but I don't watch it because it makes me cry. It's called Going My Way.
I'm going my way, Dean Martin.
Yeah, I think he actually plays in it.
Awesome.
He's a preacher and he's starting a boys choir.
Mm-hmm.
And
Dean Martin's a preacher?
Yeah, in the movie. I think he's a preacher. But the ending is incredible. I highly recommend it.
I'll check it out.
It's great.
So White Christmas is my next one. Mm. My recommendation. You never seen that one?
Mm-mm.
Oh, dude, it's so good. Like, it's old. It's an old one. Like, not old, but it's old. Probably, I want to say 60s.
I don't know.
Maybe 50. I don't know. Mom, you might have to check me on that. You're still watching. Tell me what year it came out. But no, I used to watch that every single day. It wouldn't even be Christmas. I'll be watching that movie. You know? Just, it's that good. It's like a musical. They sing a lot in it. Mm-hmm. You know? It's pretty neat. What's your next recommendation?
Scrooge.
Oh, man, these are all the ones you recommend. I never know. We got two different worlds of movies. I like that, though. What was your first one you recommended? Christmas Story.
Did I even do a second one?
Yeah, that one. No, Scrooge.
Oh. Okay.
So I did Home Alone. I went first, remember?
Okay. No, it's your turn again.
Well, let's talk. Oh, I haven't seen it, so yeah. It's over 50 years old. White Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah. So, how old are you?
You're so rude.
Let me get that out of there. I'm talking trash about my mom. Sorry, guys. She's tuning in, you know. You got the fans.
What's your next one?
Huh?
What's your next one?
Christmas Vacation, for sure.
I'd say Santa Claus. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah. You got, like...
I'm doing, like, the mainstream ones.
Those are the mainstream ones are the best, and then, so you've done... So that's your third. My third. We'll do five apiece.
Okay.
So we got top 10.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I can't keep score of who said what.
I've been keeping score.
Oh, okay.
So it's my fourth.
I got that, but what movies did you say?
I said White Christmas... Home Alone 2 and Christmas Vacation.
Oh, okay. And I said Christmas Story.
Mm-hmm. Scrooge. Scrooge.
I never saw Scrooge, that's why I'm trying to distinguish.
Yes, I remember that. I'm saying sisters. Sister. They dress up as girls and they sing in that.
Oh.
Like, it's funny.
I'll have to watch it.
It's really good. I think it's on Hulu.
Dude, we should do a musical one. Like musicals episode. Do you like
musicals? Oh, I thought maybe we're going to be doing the episodes as musicals. I'm like, dude, I got to be drunk for that one.
No, but do you like musicals?
Mm.
Not a big musical guy?
If it's a holiday, because Nightmare Before Christmas is a musical.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So not in other ways, though? Like, did you like La La Land? Have you seen it yet?
I have not seen that. Like, I didn't watch Les Miserables.
Well, that's too musical.
That's like, they're saying every single word they speak.
That's staged to movie. I'm talking, like, just movie musicals. Mm-hmm. Like, Chorus Line's one.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's some other ones. Mm-hmm. Oh, Music Man. I love the Music Man. We used to watch that in elementary school.
Oh, yeah.
Gary, Indiana.
Gary, Indiana. Gary.
Yeah, that one. I need to watch that too.
Yeah, I smell. Sorry, guys, I smell. Wow. Yeah. But, okay, so what's your, my fourth now, because I haven't said my fourth.
Right.
Jingle All the Way.
Right.
That's my fourth one.
Fourth one for me. I'm trying to think of what I watch.
Five Christmas movies,
maybe. I mean, Home Alone.
So you did Home Alone, I did Home Alone 2.
Right, yeah.
All right, so basically, Home Alone 2 got to be watched first before you go down to number 7. No, 8. Didn't watch. All right, last two, 9 and 10.
No, you're first.
We got nobody. So I'd say number 10, number 9 would be... did I say Christmas? Yeah, I said Christmas Vacation.
Can't remember.
Polar Express.
Yeah?
Yeah. Crap. I gotta still watch that.
Let me hit my list up again because I don't remember anything.
Don't be a sis.
I don't remember. It's a Wonderful Life is a great Christmas movie.
That should be it. I should have put that for one of mine.
Yeah, it's not one of mine, though. I'm trying to think of Santa Claus too. There's something I watch and I'm not thinking of it.
Barney Jones.
I do like Christmas with the Cranks. I don't know if I'd bring that up there, but I just can't think of anything.
That one's pretty funny. He gets Botox.
Yeah.
That is funny. He's trying to like drink water and whatnot and he can't do it. That's funny.
That's a good Tim Allen one. Mm-hmm. I forgot that he was in that. Yeah. Oh, Elf. You didn't say Elf.
It's not my top five.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's good, but it's a good movie, but it's just not... There's so many Christmas movies that I just... They're like go-tos, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think I'm definitely going to go home and watch Home Alone.
I'm going to watch something new tonight. I might purchase something on my Amazon. $3.99 rental. Yeah. I was supposed to go to movies tonight, but... got canceled. So I'm going to see Disaster Artist. Okay. We should go see that. Review that.
Okay.
That new one with Seth Rogen and James Franco. You didn't say anything about that? Mm-hmm. Look up. It's about this movie that came out a long time ago. Not a long time ago, like I think I want to say late 90s or something. And it got all this funding, and it was god awful. Only made $1,800. Yeah, and now it's coming back. You know, and they did a biography behind it, you know, of them shooting the movie and what went through their minds as they shot it. And it got great ratings. Like,
I'll have to go watch that.
Yeah, so we should go see it. Go on a mandate. Go to the Portage one. They got beer.
Yeah.
So we do that. You can go take.
How are IDs now? They don't take your ID if it's the way when you first get it. Yeah, if it's vertical, they won't let you get alcohol there.
Oh, if it's this way?
Yeah, if it's like up and...
Sorry. I get those mixed up. I got to think about vertical and horizontal a lot.
Yeah, but yeah, because Whit Noodle and I found out that out the hard way.
Yeah.
Hey, hello, person.
Just by my mom. She's like, just checking in on you boys.
All right, on that note, I'm getting a little weird. But
yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think it came
out a little bit. Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll go see that movie, have that as a review for you guys. Oh, we're going to do the Western thing.
That will be our just now seen segment on our Western thing. So,
yeah.
See, I just added that in there. Just got to
get done.
How we doing? All right. Yeah. So
Westerns and this other movie for you guys next time.
And then we got the works on our logo. It's going to be here soon.
It's great.
It's going to be coming... probably early January we'll have it. So it's going to be awesome. Thank you again, Megan, if you're watching this tonight. We have seen it and we are liking what we see. It's going to be awesome. So can't wait to debut it to all you fun people out there. It's really going to change our look and hopefully give it, you know, a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know.
Did we go over updates last time? I feel like we did, but I don't remember
what we said. We can mention a little bit.
Yeah, we want to get a YouTube channel going.
YouTube.
Partially why we did this live video. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we can keep doing a little bit more.
Yep.
But once we finally get that up and running, we'll be doing a lot more videos. and doing some maybe offshoot segments. Like, we thought maybe like doing Easter eggs and movies and video games.
Mm-hmm. Be a lot of cool.
Yeah. And then actually make it like a YouTube video with stuff that pops up, not just us talking. Yeah. And
get an Instagram page going.
Yeah.
Get a Twitter page. Our Twitter page, we're thinking about, and it'll be kind of cool if you guys let us know. So give us a comment on how we should do it. I'm trying to, like, tweet out movie quotes, and then do a poll.
Stuff
like,
to see.
And, you know, and, like, say, hey, what was this quote from? And then we'll give you, like, a list of four movies, and you take a poll and see whoever gets it right. You know, if people get it right, then, you know, do a shout-out on our live stuff and really get it, you know.
And we're transitioning to on our website and podcast download side, just running into a little bit of shortage and stuff like that. Yeah. So our first, like, progressively, the earlier episodes won't be available for download, but that's why we're going to upload them to YouTube. So if you ever want to listen to them, you can listen to them on there.
So we have unlimited space on that, don't we?
On YouTube?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you guys can go in there and listen, but then for download-wise, it'll just be newer episodes.
Yeah, right now. So if you go on our website, or if you go on you know, your podcast on your phones, it won't be, our first two now won't be on there, but we'll have three through seven.
Yeah, we're just working on getting a new provider so we can get that unlimited space that we need to always have our podcast listed. But might be a little bit, but that's why we're going to do this YouTube thing too, so you guys always have access to it.
2018 is going to be a good year for us, I think.
Very good year.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Try to keep you guys posted as much as we can. Trying to get to that 1 week marker every week, doing it. So
it's busy now, holidays. I'm sure you guys understand. So we'll turn them out when we can.
Yep. So if you go on our Facebook page, if it says airs every Tuesday, don't believe that.
We'll try.
We'll try. So we'll keep you posted.
We should have that on there. We should ask her little small letters. We'll try.
Oh, that'd be hysterical. we're going to call her after this. All right?
Okay, yeah.
All right, guys. So we're going to head out. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for the comments. We have 43 comments tonight. Had a lot of good conversations going. Yeah. Thank you for our podcast listeners that can't be seeing us live right now. Thank you for tuning in and listening to us. This is a blast. Yep. So
subscribe on iTunes.
Yep. And visit our website.
You know, do everything. Just
do it. Yeah, do everything.
Just do it all.
Yeah, it's all on our Facebook page. Check it out.
Like and, that as well.
Yeah.
And share it.
We out. Deuces.
Well done.